This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. All 140 seats in Virginia's legislature are on the ballot today. CBS's Stacey Lynn says abortion rights may decide which party ends up with control of the state House and Senate.
Virginia is the last state in the South without significant restrictions on abortion rights. So who wins holds a lot of power. They already have a popular GOP governor. And if Republicans are able to sweep the House and Senate, they plan to pass a ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
Virginia now allows abortion through the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Also today, the Republican governor of Mississippi is hoping to get a second term. He's in a surprisingly close race. A 69-year-old man died Sunday during competing protests over the Israel-Hamas war in Ventura County, California. A local Jewish group says a pro-Palestinian protester hit Paul Kessler with a megaphone. A witness told investigators Kessler fell and hit his head on the ground after being struck. The Israeli military says it has now divided the Gaza Strip into north and south. The IDF continues to tell people in the north to leave, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
Israel has ordered civilians in the north to evacuate, but the journey south can be just as perilous. People so terrified of being caught in the crossfire that everyone, young and old, this man says, walks with their hands in the air in a universal gesture of defenselessness.
Today marks day 117 of the movie and television actor strike, and CBS's Matt Piper says the two sides remain at odds over one major issue.
The SAG-AFTRA union says its negotiators formally responded to the studio's last, best, and final offer. A union statement says in part, there are several essential items on which we still do not have an agreement, including artificial intelligence. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers gave what it called its final offer on Friday. If a new deal is reached, the turnaround on how fast actors can go back to work and promote new shows and movies is up in the air.
Something's happening in the British capital today that hasn't happened there in many decades.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. For the first time since 1951, Britain's Parliament will have its ceremonial opening with a King's speech. Charles III delivering the summary of the government's legislative plans for the first time as Britain's monarch.
Schools in Portland, Oregon will be closed again today, the fifth day of a teacher strike. The teachers are demanding higher pay. They say the district's budget allows for increases, but district officials say they don't have the money to fund the raises the union is demanding. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our standing producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Glad to have you along on this Monday, November 6, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Back to school, back to work. Mr. Zommers, how the heck was your weekend?
Not so bad. I went to Manitowoc. I got to see my family. I was there for my niece's baptism.
Oh, yes. How was that going?
Yeah, it went well. Just a short, quick little thing, and then got to hang out for most of the rest of the weekend.
Fantastic. Good time with family. Weather not too bad as well. A little warm this weekend, actually, for November.
Yeah. Spent Not a whole lot of time outside, though. But, really, you know, that's okay.
Very good. It was at a river baptism. It was inside.
It was not. No, right, it was in a church.
Very good. Well, I spent a little time by the river. Was in Chicago, down in the Windy City. Ooh. Been quite a while since I've been to Chicago. The parents of my godson, my close friends, Kurt and Florcy Kohler, it's the anniversary, was on Sunday, the anniversary of Florcy's 39th birthday. So I won't tell you which anniversary it is, but we went down to Chicago for the weekend, or at least on Saturday and Sunday. Here's the way it started off. And for once in my life, I was early getting down. They live down in beautiful Monroe in Greene County. So it took about the 40-minute drive down to Monroe. And they've got a great donut shop there called Sunrise Donuts. And I thought, oh, this is great. We'll start off. I'll get a couple of donuts for Kurt and Florcy. We'll eat them in the car. We'll take off. We were meeting their oldest son and his girlfriend, my eldest godson, Alex, and his girlfriend, Keegan, who are driving up from Indianapolis. We're all going to meet in Chicago. So I get there. And I'm in fact, I was talking to one of the people who are going to be the guest in our second hour of the show today, talking about this show. And I was a little distracted. I was doing, you know, two things, three things at once. And I rarely do this, but I took the keys out of my ignition and I set them on my console.
Oh, no.
To check to see if I needed more coffee in my mug. And I got out of the truck and I locked it. And as soon as the door shut, I looked inside. There were my keys. So that's the way my weekend started. Kurt, God bless him, and Florcy came down, and we had donuts there anyway while we waited for Don's Towing. And let me tell you, if you're ever in Monroe and you need a tow, or you need, if you've locked your keys out, call Don. Don's Towing in Monroe. Came over to you at other calls, busy guy. But he came over, and, you know, a lot of these places, they'll charge at 90, 115, 150 bucks, right? And I'm not even going to go into the long-winded story because I drive a Dodge Ram. It's a 2016. I bought a lifetime warranty on it, right? And long story short, I'm supposed to have roadside assistance. So I call the number, and I get a dude. Not sure where he, anyway, I get a dude. And after 15 minutes, he informs me that the department that can unlock my vehicle via the satellite only works Monday through Friday.
That is useless.
and then, you know, Stellantis bought out Chrysler, Fiat, Dodge, whatever. And that my warranty may not be any good anymore because Stellantis owns it, which I think is a bunch of crap.
So, I would agree.
So I'll be checking on that. Anyway, I couldn't use that, so I had to call Don's Towing. Usually it's like $100, $150 bucks. Again, if you're in Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County, how much do you think they charge me to unlock my truck?
I mean, since you're saying it wasn't $100, right. I'm going to guess 50.
Very good guess. It was $40 and I gave him 50, gave him a $10 tip and $40 to get my truck. So
not
anyway,
too bad.
Not bad at all. So we got their vehicle and, headed on down to Chicago, stayed downtown. It was fantastic. Went to a blues club on the oldest blues club in Chicago on Saturday night. That was fantastic. Now, we stayed until about, I don't know, 12:45. This place stays open on Saturday night until 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we did not make it anywhere close to 5 a.m.
I know, I wouldn't.
No, we left about 12:45 and went home and slept. Oh, by the way, we ate at a great a Peruvian. Ever had Peruvian food?
I can't say that I have. I don't even know what that would be.
From Peru. Like. But from Peru, but it was fantastic is what it was. Went to a place called Caba. Caba in Chicago. It was great. It was tasty. Had the Peruvian native drink or whatever, I guess. Had some Peruvian liqueur, a little lime juice. It was stellar. So with that, and then yesterday it was, you know, Michigan Avenue for Florcy to do her birthday shopping. So she got a pair of new shoes and Kurt and I just hung out on the street.
Nice.
We just chilled out basically. Well, I've never been to Italy before. We went walked through that. That was of course Mario Batali used to own that, and then he got into a little trouble during the Me Too movement, and he's no longer associated with that. So it was a Batali-less Italy. So I did that and then stuck our heads in a couple of sports bars and watched a little bit of the Packer game. Packers got a nice win.
This time they did. Yeah, hopefully this can turn the momentum around.
Badgers, not so much.
Yeah.
I was listening on the Civic Media app. This is the great thing, by the way. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it today, your Apple or iPhone or your Apple or Android device. And I download, you know, I have it on my phone. And so I listen via WRCE in Richland Center, news from the center, listen to the game. And Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher, Badgers did not get it done against Indiana. So not a great time for the Badgers, but the Packers, of course, on select stations across Civic Media. Great game is on Sunday.
Packers. Basketball, though, maybe they'll have some better luck.
They're gonna be great this year. I really think. And also men's hockey. They swept Michigan. And so the Badgers are going to town for men's hockey this year, turning it around under Coach Hastings. And of course, you know, the Badger women are just fantastic anyway.
Continuing to be great.
Absolutely. It was a busy weekend, a good weekend, but good to get back to it. Coming up in hour number two, we are going to have Alex Salutis. By the way, found out we both have Richland Center roots. It's like our friend Rob Wheat says, it's the Richland Center Mafia. There's 6 degrees of separation. So Alex Salutis, he is a licensed realtor and also a past board member of the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation. And also Chris Andrews, who is a Nacoma neighborhood resident here in Madison. We're going to be talking about historic preservation across the state of Wisconsin. And there's a particular building called the Old Spring Torch, or Old Spring Tavern, pardon me, Old Spring Tavern, here in Madison, that is being threatened, the site is, for a new development, a new house, basically, that doesn't belong there, in my opinion. So we're going to talk about this particular instance in Madison and how everybody across the state of Wisconsin may want to be aware if you have a historic building or site in your neighborhood or town across the state of Wisconsin. So talking historic preservation coming up in hour number two. But want to kick things off this hour with this poll that was released over the weekend by the New York Times. And people are freaking out about this poll.
Yes, they are.
So, I mean, you look at social media over the weekend. I'm in Chicago, and I'm keeping track of things on my phone. And you would think that, you know, it's all over. I am here to tell you, as a former 30-year Republican who left the party in 2011, someone who has a little bit of political knowledge here. I never thought I would quote Aaron Rodgers ever again. But remember what Rodgers said. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Relax. All right? I have two messages for you on this poll. A, relax. Do not panic. But, star asterisk, as my old history professor Ken Thied used to say, remember that this is a wake-up call. Because I think a lot of people have been sleepwalking through this thinking, well, you know, Trump's going to get convicted. He'll be in jail. He doesn't stand a chance. Or you know, this is all just going to magically take care of itself somehow. This is a great wake-up call to say yes. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump could win in 2024. And if you look at this particular poll, he is actually the favorite right now. That's reality. But I am here to tell you that a year is a long time. A year in politics is an eternity. Anything can happen in a year. So let's not get too worked up about this right now. But let's talk about it, all right? This is according to Politico.com. Former President Donald Trump leading President Joe Biden in 5 battleground states as the president's numbers remain underwater, according to new polling data from the New York Times and Siena College that was released yesterday. The polling data showed Biden trailing Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where while leading in Wisconsin. So out of those states, the battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, he's only leading, Biden is, here in Wisconsin. So combining the data from all 6 states, Trump leads Biden 48% to 44%. Trump over Biden, 48-44, if you combine all six battleground states. The numbers improve a bit for Biden if only likely voters are counted. Those people that say, yes, I intend to go. But Trump remains ahead everywhere except Wisconsin and Michigan. And again, people are freaking out about this. But let's go down all the way to the end. Look at the tabs, as we call them in the political business. Look at the factoids here. All right, this poll was conducted of 3,662 registered voters. That's always a good sign. Good size sample. Registered voters conducted by telephone using live operators between October 22nd and November 3rd. Here's the key. The margin of sampling error for each state is between 4.4% to 4.8%. Let's just say 5%. So the margin of error is either 4.5% to 5%. So let's go back up and look at those numbers. Trump leading Biden 48 to 44%. That's 4 points, which means statistically they're tied. Guess what? America is a 50-50 country. It's going to be a close race. Nothing we didn't know before. The key is to get out and turn out. We'll come back, take your phone calls on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, November 6th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board, and you on your radio, on the Civic Media app, wherever you are. We appreciate you tuning in and taking us with you. Talking about this new poll that is freaking people out from over the weekend from the New York Times, showing that Donald J. Trump, with 91 indictments in court, in fact, in court today, fighting one of them, with 91 indictments, Donald Trump still leading Joe Biden in the six swing states combined 48 to 44%. But what isn't getting a lot of talk is the fact that the margin of error is 4.5 to 5%. All right? That basically, this shows that it's a tie. It's a close race. We've known that for a long time. So I just want everybody to relax a minute and realize we are a year out from this election. It's a long time. So chill out and be of good faith. More jobs created than any president in the last 50 years, Joe Biden. Passed the Infrastructure Act, bringing billions of dollars to better our roads, our internet across Wisconsin. Unemployment, lowest in 50 years or so. Inflation coming down faster than any democracy in the world. And I get it. You go to the grocery store and some things still cost more than you like. I get that. But on the whole, the economy is doing well. We have a president we can respect, that we can trust, that makes us feel good about being Americans again. That's great news. There's a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be happy about with Joe Biden as president. And remember, as we talked, I was on As Goes Wisconsin with Jane Matner and Greg Bach this morning, that Donald Trump is made for TikTok. He talks in 30-second bites. He excites people. He revs them up. Having a president that talks a little quieter and sincere about getting along and being Americans, that's not as sexy when it comes to sound bites, all right? What are your thoughts on this new poll? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I think it's people are ignorant because they haven't been paying attention. But you just mentioned the things that have happened under Joe Biden's presidency. The unemployment numbers are very low. And the economy is improving. And part of the problem is I don't think the media actually accurately reports that how good the economy is actually doing. They report on, people are upset about it. They're people reporting on people's feelings, which is important, but you got to give people the facts so they can sort through this stuff, because Donald Trump is a liar. I mean, that all he does, that most of what comes out of his mouth is just pure fabrication. Mm-hmm. And people need to get that through their heads. The man is reprehensible. I mean that how you can claim to, for example, say, this space is 30,000 square feet when it's actually 10,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's just an outright lie. I mean I hope he gets his ears pinned back in this.
Let me ask you, Mark. You're a guy who pays attention a lot. Does this poll, when you saw this poll, read about it, Did you panic a little? Did this worry you, or were you like, hey, this is a year out, let's just chill? What was your reaction?
Well, I'm a little concerned, and I don't know quite how you cure ignorance. I mean, in this particular case, because people are, I'm not going to say they're stupid, but they are certainly ignorant of what the facts really are. And let's face it, that if you're listening to what's coming out of the Republicans in Congress, they plan on going after Social Security and Medicare,
right,
and Medicaid. That is one of their main goals. And everybody who collects Social Security and Medicare, and which I do on both, they need to start thinking about that, because it will be gone if these guys get a president that's friendly about that in the White House.
Yep.
Because Donald Trump does not give a rat's ass about anybody but himself.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate the call, as always. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This new poll, New York Times, Siena College, saying that it's statistically tied, that Trump has a slight lead over Biden with a year out. I say relax. It's a good wake-up call for Democrats on messaging, but relax. What say you? Let's go to Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So a couple of things. One, I think encouraging calm, especially this far out, is important and good. Although I also don't want to say, look at this through rose-colored glasses. Statistically, if we're down by 5 points and the margin of error is 5 points, that means there's an equal chance we could be down by 10 points.
Sure.
But I still don't think that that's a reason to panic. I think when you look at the negatives, by that I mean, how do people negatively view each candidate? I think Donald Trump's negatives are so high that his support is capped roughly at where he's at now. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anyone out there today who says, I won't vote for Donald Trump, and then is going to change their mind tomorrow. So all of that ground, if it's like a 48-43 poll, sure, that's a 5-point difference. It's a snapshot in time. It's not as meaningful. Mm-hmm. And B, that means Donald Trump's never getting to 50%. Mm-hmm. While Biden, some people might think, he's old, I'd like somebody else, I don't know how this relates to gas prices, yada, yada, yada. There are going to be people who come into the fold as we get closer to Election Day, because his negatives aren't so high.
Right. We're going to talk about a little bit, some of these, break down these numbers. There is some concern for me, and I'll explain a little bit later on in the show, that this hour, on the demographics and the breakdown on that. But I think your point's well taken. I think it, no reason to panic, but yes, don't look at it through rose-colored glasses and be vigilant going into 2024.
Totally.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks so much, Jesse in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jerry up a beautiful Fond du Lac. Jerry, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Good morning, or afternoon, gentlemen.
It's all good. The sun's up. It's a great day. What say you, Jerry?
Yes, you know how respected Joe Biden is? He was the number one selling Halloween costume on Amazon.
Well, that's every president. I mean, Bush was the same way he got reelected. Obama was the same way he got reelected. I mean, you know, you can't, I don't think we go by Halloween costumes.
I don't think it was for anything positive either.
Well, it never is. I know. And most people that dress up as the president for Halloween usually aren't doing it because they think, oh, this is, I want to, you know, celebrate the president.
No, the guy, he's a fool. He can't even walk up the stairs without falling down.
Well, but Trump was the same way. He was shuffling down that military thing. So, I mean, I don't think it can go by that. But, Jerry, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back and also talk, as I said, break down these numbers for you a little bit. Because the president's numbers right now, Joe Biden's numbers, if you look at the demographics and you look at voters under 30 and also Hispanic voters and African-American voters, and urban voters, that's where you see some weakness, which if you're looking at this, you're like, what? Say what? Because if you look at the policies for those demographics, it gets a little confusing. We'll sort it out. Take your phone calls as well on this new poll. Should President Biden, Democrats be worried? Should Republicans and Trump celebrate before they've got everything in hand? Back after this, 844-967-2789, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. All 140 seats in the Virginia House and Senate are on the ballot today. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato will be watching things closely in his home state.
It's coming down, as these things always do, to a handful of super contested districts where tens of millions of dollars are being spent for a single legislative seat.
Republicans are hoping they'll win both chambers. Protests against the Israeli invasion of Gaza are spreading in the Middle East, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
There is growing anger against the United States here in Ramallah in the West Bank, with crowds chanting, "Blinken, you've got blood on your hands."
Today marks the 117th day of the actor strike. This actress on the picket lines says she is holding firm.
They're scaring you that this is the last, best and final. You're nobody without us. Gotta remember that. Actors are important.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 48 today, under overcast skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 42. Scattered rain showers likely, tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, November 6, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along talking about this new poll that came out yesterday from the New York Times and Siena College showing that Donald Trump, with 91 endorsements to his name and counting, is leading Joe Biden in a head-to-head poll in the six swing states, including Wisconsin. The only state where Biden is leading Trump by a small margin is Wisconsin. In the rest of the states, including Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Joe Biden is behind Donald Trump. If you aggregate or put all those polls together and get an aggregate average number, Trump leads Biden 48 to 44%. The margin of error is 4.5 to 5%. So yes, they could be statistically tied, or as one caller said, Biden could be down by almost 10. And a lot of people are freaking out about this. I'm saying, let's just relax for a minute. Because a year is an eternity in politics. I'm going to explain that in this half hour. A year is a long time. Now, do I think this is a great wake-up call? Yes, because I think a lot of people just can't fathom that this could ever happen. And I take you back to 2016, when I ran a small independent coffee shop in University Heights. The Tony University Heights, very high-end, nice, historic neighborhood adjacent to the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. A lot of well-off, liberal university professors and faculty, all great people, all great customers. And many of them came into my shop in 2016 and said, well, you know, I just can't vote for Hillary, because she's gone too mainstream. She's not liberal enough, and we need to send her a message. So I'm voting for Jill Stein. And I said, look, I'm from out in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, and I'm telling you, Trump could win. Oh, they laughed at me. No, you're crazy. Trump could never win. And some of those people came in on the day after the 2016 November election in tears and looked like deer in a headlight. They couldn't fathom how Trump could possibly have won. And Jill Stein got about 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. And Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by about, pardon me, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. Hillary lost by about 23,000. If all those people who wanted to send Hillary a message in 2016 had voted for Hillary, she'd be president today. She would have appointed 3 Supreme Court justices, preserving women's health rights and a lot of other things. So this is a great wake-up call. It could happen again. And it doesn't matter if he is convicted even. Trump could still, and I believe will be nominated for the Republican nomination, sitting in jail. And he could win. All right? So anybody who thinks that this isn't possible, this is a great wake-up call. However, I don't think it's time to panic yet. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to Jay. Jay, are your feet up? Are you having a cup of tea? Are you trying to relax a little bit here? Are you there? Are you okay, Jay? Hello? Yes. Are you okay? Are you? How are you doing with news of this poll? I'm concerned about you, my friend.
I went to Tesco to get some corn. I'm here grilling corn in my oven. But your sister is having a nervous breakdown.
Well, don't have a nervous breakdown. Again, I understand the angst. I know this for some people is like, how could this happen? But I truly think that there is plenty. A year is a long time. And there is plenty of time for Joe Biden to turn this around. A lot of things could happen politically in a year.
What scared me, Todd, is, you know, the Democratic coalition is different from the Republican coalition. The Republican coalition is like when the herd moves, they all move together.
Yeah.
The Democratic coalition is full of the Puritans who will say, you know what, I don't get this thing, so I'm not voting. I don't get reparations. I'm not going to vote. Right. I don't get this stuff. I'm not going to vote. I said to myself, you people, you don't get it. Politics is a game of addition.
Yeah.
Not subtraction. What are you doing?
That's a great point, Jay, that the Republicans do move in this much more of a herd mentality than Democrats do. And that's just the way it is. And Republicans will fall in line a lot better around and coalesce around their leadership more so than Democrats. That's true, in my opinion, in my experience.
When you see on social media, even the voices that are reasonable ones, like Mehdi Hassan on MSNBC, It seems like they want to anger the Muslim community. They will say, oh, no, Todd, I'm a Muslim, but I would rather vote for Biden if I'm an American than vote for any Republican. Any one of them, Biden is better than him. I get it. He eats all. Even me, I was saying it last year. If you go to my Twitter feed, I was saying, please don't run. Please don't run again. Please, Whitmer, Shapiro. And the younger ones, they got this. Basia in Kentucky. All of them, they got this. Please don't do it. But now he is there. Why not? We should go along with it. It's okay. Well, don't understand.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jay. I mean, democracy is on the line. That's what it comes down to, is democracy is on the line. Once again, but I appreciate the call, Jay. Thank you so much, Jay. Jay in London, appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this poll in the New York Times that came out over the weekend showing that Trump leading Biden aggregate, if you put all the swing states together, Trump leading Biden, Biden leading only in Wisconsin. What say you? Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Thanks for holding, Cindy. What say you?
Well, I know you say years, a long time, but I don't think a lot of people are going to change their minds. And the fact that people are still supporting this man after all these indictments is what scares the living daylights out of me.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, later on this poll, we call them the cross tabs, when people were asked if Trump was convicted on some of these indictments, there was a significant percentage of Democratic people or self-identified Democrats saying that they would be willing to reconsider and kind of, you know, reluctantly vote for Biden. So Biden's numbers do go up if Trump gets convicted on one of these charges. But
I don't know.
But my point is that you can't rely on what's happening in the courts. To me, that's a backup plan. The best thing we can do is get people to go out and vote for Joe Biden in 2024, if nothing else, to save democracy.
Yep.
So appreciate it, Cindy. Thank you so much for listening up there in the Fox Valley. Always appreciate you. Always welcome here on the show. Let's go to the Katrina in Milwaukee on the phone lines. Katrina, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Katrina, you're on the air. Karina, you're on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, guys. So, about Republicans or the whole party, honestly, at this point, I really don't like none of them because I don't think they are together as a party. They kind of work against each other and filibustering each other, and I don't think they should be there as is. But the fact that they're already there, I think that the Democrats, one way, should develop the board, plan B for a president, just so we have it. And another thing, I think that we need to look into maybe another vice president. And I think I would like to give you guys a huge credit, because that's why Biden have more votes in Wisconsin, is because of the civic media.
Well, that's very kind of you, Karina.
I'm absolutely sure of it.
Thank you for your kind words, Karina. Thank you so much for calling. I always appreciate it in Milwaukee. You know, look, I hope that we've had some effect as a network across the state. I hope that this show and in disseminating and getting truth out there, as well as all my colleagues here at Civic Media, have had an effect. But I give the credit to the voters. I give the credit because I still believe that Wisconsinites are pretty smart as a whole. And I think that once given the facts and the truth, most people can smell a fraud. Most people know what's good. So I credit the voters and all of you out there for in this poll showing that Wisconsin is the one swing state where Biden is still leading. Let's take a look at the text real quick here. Let's see here. This is Wes from Middleton listening on WMDX, says that poll is a testament to how ridiculous and disheveled our state GOP is. They haven't needed to police or need to politic since 2010, thanks to the maps and the Supreme Court, and they no longer know how. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate that. Angie Monroe on WMDX. I worry about the way they're changing some of these laws so that our votes don't count. That part scares me. Absolutely. We have to stay on top of these so-called, you know, voter ID bills and the way things happen and protect the integrity, which, by the way, the voting integrity in Wisconsin is just fine. Thank you. 2020 election was absolutely well done in Wisconsin, as it is across the country. So remember that. Mark from the SAC listening in on WMDX says, I believe I heard the domestic oil production is an all-time high for October in 2023. Speaking of why things are going well for Joe Biden and the economy. What do you think about this new poll? 844-967-2789. This new poll from New York Times and Siena College showing that Biden is trailing Trump, all except for Wisconsin in these key swing states. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick, thanks for holding. We'll see you. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. I just want to say I think it's kind of sad because, you know, I am a conservative. I've called it before, but right now our choices, it looks like it's going to be a criminal and a truly stupid man and a doddering old man. Both parties have been stupid enough to nominate these people. It's just frustrating.
Oh, I get it. As a frustrated voter, if you have to go into the voting booth on election day and the choices are as they stand today, who would you vote for?
If it was between Trump or Biden?
Correct.
I would vote for my high school choir teacher.
Just write somebody in.
Literally anyone else.
You know, I can't. All right. Hey, that's fair. I appreciate you listening, Nick. I appreciate you calling. Thanks for your viewpoint. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. About a minute and a half left. Go over to Milwaukee. Ron in Milwaukee, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, I'm not an expert on polling, but I have listened and read the opinions of experts who do polling. Mm-hmm. And number one, a lot of them are saying, first of all, I think the New York Times Siena poll is a pretty respected poll.
Mm-hmm.
But That said, I've heard of any number of pollsters in themselves, professional pollsters, saying, wow, this is way too early. It's just, you know, people are just waking up. They, you know, after summer and vacations and Labor Day, they're going to really start getting more serious about elections and politics. Mm. And I realize this is an unusual year in that regard, but still, there's that factor. And then the second factor is polling ain't what it used to be. As accurate and responsible as they try to make it, they have major problems getting balanced samples. Mm-hmm. You know, you got it, your poll represents, you know, one out of every 500 or something like that. Four, yeah. You know, and then the error rate goes up if you get fewer of them. But also, if you're relying on cell phones, for example, which is becoming a norm,
right?
Who has cell phones and who answers? I don't answer my cell phone if I don't recognize the number. I don't get polled. And I'm not a Democrat, but I lean Democratic.
Right.
I'm not answering polls. Who's answering polls? You know.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. Ron, sorry, up against the clock right now, but thanks for calling in, Ron. Really appreciate you. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Can I tell you a little story about why a year is a long time in politics? Tell you on the other side. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions in division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in our next hour, talking about historic preservation in the state of Wisconsin. Specifically, going to look at it through the lens of Old Spring Tavern here in Madison, Wisconsin. Alex Salutis, a licensed realtor and also a past board member of the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation, will be our guest, along with Chris Andrews, who is a Nakoma neighborhood resident and looking at this issue of historic preservation here in the city of Madison. Giving you details on that. Right now, I want to finish up on this poll in the New York Times and Siena College over the weekend, showing in the 6 battleground states, swing states, including Wisconsin, Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 4 points. And in Wisconsin specifically, Biden is leading Trump barely. And what does this all mean? From the text line, Mary from Mount Horeb on WMDX says, I believe our country has an amnesia problem. Didn't polls get it totally wrong for the Clinton race as well as the other one? I agree with you. It's too far out as well. Democrats just need to be going strong and be vigilant, fighting for every vote, unquote. Also, she says, I think civic media has had a hand in the fact that Wisconsin has Biden leading. Good job. Well, again, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll pass that on to ownership, to Sage Weil, but I think it's a team effort, and I think the credit belongs to the voters. Also from Matt from Germantown on WAUK says, I can't imagine that Trump has been able to gain voters since the last election. With all he has done and is going through the courts, how can more people be interested in him than they were in 2020. Well, of course, a lot of that has to do with the perception of the economy. And again, we'll go into this in subsequent shows, pick it up tomorrow, talking about the successes of the Biden administration. Also, well, let's see here. We've got from WMDX, of all the swing states involved with the survey, how many have civic media as a news choice? Wisconsin does, and Biden is ahead in that pool. Way to go, civic media. Well, again, we appreciate that. We're doing our part. I told you, here's a breakdown, according to Politico, of this poll. It says Biden's numbers are likely to be disappointing for him and his campaign in a number of important demographics, including among voters under 30, Hispanic voters, African-American voters, and urban voters. Says in a remarkable sign of a gradual racial realignment between the two parties, the more diverse the swing state, the farther Mr. Biden was behind. And he led in only the whitest of the six, Wisconsin, the New York Times reported. Most damning for Biden were the numbers on whether the country was on the right track or wrong track. At least 60% of the voters in each state said the nation was headed in the wrong direction. But look, this is, again, this is a lot of it has to do with people's perception and how things are being reported.
That's also a very vague question.
Yes.
I think in some respects, we are headed in the right direction, and in some, we're not.
Right. So yeah, it's a nuanced question. Let's go to Bill quickly. Bill, just about a minute left. I got to tell this story quick. So, Bill, what say you? Thanks for calling in. Bill, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. You know, there's a big difference between perception and reality. That poll that New York Times is quoting, I honestly don't buy it. Here's why. Some people think we're in a recession. Now, the minute Biden was elected, Fox News started working on a recession. They wanted a recession, they planned a recession, and they talked recession. Mm-hmm. So now, years later, Biden's been in office. We're in a recession, but yet we have record unemployment, we have gas prices are low, and we hear this so they can't afford to put food on the table. They're screaming perception, not reality. The same with the polls. They're screaming, oh, Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead. I believe there's plenty of powers in this country that push those polls for Trump. I'm not saying New York Times, but I'm saying that, let's just sit back and catch our breath on this, but yeah. I've got one last point.
All right, quick, go ahead.
People got to wake up to. Okay, Netanyahu, Donald Trump, and Viktor Orban have something in common. They're all for the far-right extremist dictatorship. They're pushing for it. What's his name? Viktor Orban is the guest speaker at CPAC. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Again, we're going to dive into this more in subsequent shows, and this is not the last we'll talk about this. Here's what context, all right? That a year is a long time in politics. I'm going to tell this story again as a quick version. There was a kingdom a long time ago, and there was a horse thief in the kingdom, and he wanted to steal the king's horse, and he did. He got caught, got brought before the king, and the accusations were read, the charges. The king said, "What say you?" The thief said, "Dear sire, I've been wrongly accused. I wasn't trying to steal your horse for me. I'm aware of how much you love your prized steed. I possess this unique gift to talk to animals, and I can help your horse learn how to talk. Imagine being in battle and using both hands while only directing your horse verbally and telling your horse what to do. If you only give me a year, I can help teach this horse to talk, and you could communicate with your prized horse." And the king said, "I'm very intrigued." And the king said, "You know, what's a year to me? It's nothing. You know what? I'll give you a year, and you'll live in my palace, you'll work with my horses, and if you can teach my prize horse to talk, you will be the head of the stable. But after 1 year, if you can't, you will die a miserable, terrible death." And they released the thief. And he went out, and there were other thieves there. They said, "You're truly a fool. How could you possibly make a promise like that?" And the thief said, "Am I really the fool?" He said, "A year is an eternity. Why, in 1 year, the horse could die of natural causes. In 1 year, the king might be killed by the knife of an assassin. And hey, you never know. The horse might talk. So there you go. Now, a year is a long time. The horse might talk. Just buy yourself a year. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in politics. Yes, this is a wake-up call, particularly for Democrats. Start talking about economic issues. And you know what? Start talking every day about cultural issues. Start talking more about a woman's right to choose, because Democrats will win on that across this state and across this country. Start talking about equality for people, the LGBTQ community, because they'll win on that. Start talking about issues that identify the likenesses, what brings us together. More on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.